Well, apparently I've had my head in a bucket for a while because it's somewhat new to me, and then I find out it was implemented around 1990, so it's been around a while, and it was looking pretty interesting there. I checked out a few YouTube videos, but, you know, these fellows on YouTube are, you got to be really careful to take most of what they say with a grain of salt, because they were kind of implying that the 5.7 was pushing a 40 grain at about 2,300 feet per second. Turns out when I look it all up, it's actually about 18. It's almost equal to a 22 mag, so that kind of changes things a little. But unlike the 22 mag, it's reloadable.
That is exactly what I was going to say, is it's basically a 22 mag with a Stever shoulder and a different projectile. Similar velocities, but yeah, it's reloadable, and I don't know how crazy you can make that thing, but it's been on my list. I guess it'll pierce 3A body armor. I don't know anything about, I don't think it'll do anything above that, but that's the appeal. You can get an FN57 or a Ruger or Smith & Wesson pistol if they hold 20 rounds. If you want to shoot ammo, that's like $2 or $3 a piece. But the carbine was what really piqued my interest. I just don't think it's inherently accurate to shoot varmint.